Hello and welcome to The Alternate Timeline, a show where we take the title of an established film or game and go head to head to see who can pitch the best alternate version. My name is Callum and I'm going head to head with Jim today.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah, for the first time ever!
Going head to head with Randy game. Savage.
Oh yeah, I'm in a car, baby.
Ooh. And it's done something to him.
Latino.
Oh, for God's sake, not with the Eddie Guerrero stuff again.
Just like a wrestling greatest hits coming out of Jim.
Wrestling podcast now. We're just going to talk about wrestling.
And Kyle is moderating a video game for the first time.
Finally. I basically just set this up so I could do it.
Forced it. So forced.
Yeah, so forced.
Again, like I mildly forced it, but also your ideas were equally all right. Okay, so I'm going to give you the synopsis.
Thank you.
And then we'll do the coin flip. I mean, I'm just narrating the episode. Right, are you ready? The synopsis is thus. Take control of a transforming mech in Los Angeles and clean up the crime that is running rampant throughout. Use powerful weapons to destroy anything in your way. Remember, serve, protect, and survive. It is...
Okay.
Future Cop. LAPD.
It's LAPD.
But you, I was going to say, you don't have to do the LAPD bit. I prefer just Future Cop. Future Cop is cooler, but if you want to set it in LA, that's fine. But Future Cop, I like the title Future Cop more, okay? So Future Cop, you can choose LAPD if you want to set it in LA, but I'm just saying, I don't really mind. This is a game by Electronic Arts. For anybody who knows, me and Jim spent a long time playing it as kids. It is really, really hard.
Is it PS1 LAPD?
PS1, yeah.
PS1.
Could really do with that.
Riot control situation.
Yeah, right. See, Jim gets it. God.
I can't even remember playing the game. Was it top down?
Impossible. Like sort of isometric, yeah. Yeah. Two player, split screen.
And there was like just walls with the worst that you would have to navigate around. And...
Yeah, yeah. Like need. And the jump button didn't work. There were so many. Oh, it was impossible. Anyway, I'm going to flip a coin.
The jump was like delayed, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was, all the sections where you had to do like really precise platforming, and it was like impossible. Right, I flipped the coin, but who bet because neither of you won last time? What do we do?
Oh,
I can't remember.
I did a different thing.
What happens?
Do we go with the person who didn't call last time?
So who? What happened?
So
here?
Jim called last
you
time.
You called last because you beat me in The Last of Us.
Oh yeah, Jim
so
won
you
the
called,
toss, but I
so
called.
Jim's,
yeah, so Jim
yeah,
calls.
So Jim, you call this time.
Yeah.
Heads.
It's Tails!
Oh my God, Tails is out for revenge.
It's a reverse last week. Callum, you get the first dibs. What do you want to do, son?
Oh, bro, you know that I would love Jim to go first.
You would.
Plot twist.
Okay. God damn it.
Right, so I've written 3 minutes on my sheet. 3 minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes, but we'll see how you're doing. So this is just the plot. I just want the plot. You've got 3 minutes, maybe 2.5. We'll see if you're floundering. Right, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
This is just plot, right? I haven't gone into any
plot.
Details.
I'm doing gameplay separately. I'm not doing one of your, you've got 20 minutes to give me the whole game.
Okay,
you've got plot.
Fine,
ready?
That's fine.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. So mine is a story of a guy called Action Jones. That's his name, actual name.
Is he a UFC fighter?
No, he's not. He's a cop.
Oh shit, in the future?
Whoa.
He's a cop.
Twist.
But he's tailing a suspect through the cold streets of Chicago or Chicago.
Okay.
He happens to crash his car into a river and gets frozen in time.
Oh shit! It's Demolition Man!
It's Demolition Man. Fucking love Demolition Man.
So do I. Jim wins.
Yeah, he's frozen.
I love it.
By some crazy video game events, he stays frozen for 400 years.
Oh, sick! Okay.
And he washes up on a beach and thaws out.
Oh, so it's Jumanji! It's Jumanji!
It's Captain America!
He gets he gets identified by a couple of guys, and they take Bucky him Barnes. In, and he's, you know, when he comes back around in the hospital, he's like, oh, I used to be a cop, and they're like, all right, you can be a cop then.
Do that, I guess.
This new accepting society. Oh, yeah, you can just go back out and do it.
Yeah, well, they can DNA test him and like, oh my god, well, you're that guy that disappeared. Yeah, blah, blah. Right. And then he'd
welcome back to the force, Steve.
Yeah, so
you'll just have to learn events, on the job.
He's a cop, right? And then he's doing cop things, and then it turns out he's got to go bust a high profile senator who's also dealing in futuristic meth called Smeth. <It's really,
laughs> not
powerful
Smith.
Stuff. Powerful.
The language has evolved so much in the years.
He's trying to keep the population down, you know, keep them dumbed down. But he's a future cop. He's got all the futuristic stuff, including a car that transforms into a robot.
Oh, I love it.
But you don't get that till later on. Okay. But, you know, he's got futuristic guns.
Boo DLC, boo.
His microtransactions. He's got futuristic weapons and guns and, you know, armor and all that kind of stuff. And he's just busting crimes.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
In the end, he kills the center and throws him out of a skyscraper.
Oh, it's a diehard as well. This is the best game ever. Right, stop. Cool. I mean, cool.
Sick, bro.
Callum?
Nope.
Well, good luck.
I can't do Demolition Man.
You can do a better Demolition Man.
That's not possible.
I know, I'm sorry. Sacrilege. Right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so mine is in a future where augmentation's a thing.
Ooh.
Deus Ex style.
Yes.
But it's like a black market. And people get hooked on the shit.
Right.
Cyberpunk.
Getting some cyberpunk vibes and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's like homeless people and shit who are like addicted to the augmentation and like it's fucking them up and they can't afford the medication to keep it running properly.
Oh shit, all right.
So there's like black markets controlling that and shit. Uh-huh. And it's grown so much to the point where they are like the dominating force in that world. And the cops are like the underdogs.
Got you.
So you play one of the cops and all the cops have to be clean, no augmentations.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
So cool. All of the enemies are like souped up and you get more and more people who have had more and more augmentations and shit and all in different ways. And you've got like gadgets and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like
grafted to you.
Yeah.
Not
so
like
it's,
implants. Yeah.
It's, they've got an advantage on you as long as, you know, they can keep up with the maintenance of their, of their situation.
So I assume like the people in control, like obviously distribute the drugs to themselves. So they're all in tip top condition.
Yeah.
And then they
and like, they're like drip feeding it to the people below.
To the lower ranks who are like craving for it, but not getting it. Got you.
And forcing them to work for them and do all sorts of shit.
Yeah, all the lackey shit. High life.
Can't get into gameplay, can I?
No, not quite.
No, yet, so it's just, you're in this big world, and you're trying to bring down all of the different groups.
Got you. Woodlands.
So it's Woodlands-esque.
Yeah.
With some cyberpunk, with some Deus Ex.
Mm-hmm. You're hitting all the right words.
Boom, 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 boom. And you are part of like a small covert future cop team that are the underdogs in this.
Yeah.
Clean.
Cool. Is yours set in LA? Does it matter where it's set?
It's a futuristic LA, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. How futuristic are we talking?
So it's got a very cyberpunk vibe.
Yeah. So floating cars and that kind of shit.
Floating cars, like, but you've also got like pollution and shit.
Mhm. And
so it's really dark and dingy, but there's also like the neon. Yeah, Blade Runner-y sort of stuff, yeah.
All right, 5 seconds. That was fucking sweet. Cool son. I love Sick. It. I'm just going to, not that this matters, but when I said Future Cop to myself and I thought, oh, that's quite a good one, I was hoping one of you was going to do like the cop back in time so that he's the future cop and he's like traveled through time and he's going to have to like...
Oh, the cop, you know, from I mean? The future.
Like, yeah, that's why I was hoping one of you might, not that it matters, obviously, I like both your ideas, but I was just like
that's
thinking
cool.
like travels back to... You know, yeah. like the Victorian age, and he's like, oh, shit. But anyway.
Yeah, I was thinking the obvious thing was to do RoboCop.
Yeah.
But I was like, what if I did the flip side and the
yeah.
bad guys?
No,
were...
yeah, that's cool. Like, because Deus Ex is obviously Adam's on the Force augmented, and he's a bit suspicious. Mm. So to have you unaugmented and everyone else is fucking sweet. Jim, I'm excited for this now. Jim, gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gameplay. 2 minutes. I've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You ready?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so I'm thinking third person, gotta be third person, open world action.
Mm-hmm.
Set in a futuristic Chicago.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, run down. Very run down, but very dirty, very, you know. The cops are a lot more brutal these days, you know. There's a lot less there's a lot less arrests, more deaths, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit. So it's like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, a lot bit more Judge Dreddy, yeah. So it's open world. There's you know, the whole different sections of the city. There's you start off with just your base character, base weapons, and you can kind of upgrade yourself, you can upgrade your armor, that you can add, you know. There's you can add, like Callum's talking about augmentation, you can basically replace your body, your limbs at will if you want to.
Right. Is it like character creation? Like, you know, male, female, different races, different stuff, or is it just a set, you're always Action Jones, whoever he is?
It's Action Jones, but you know, you can sculpt
You can sculpt Action Jones. So Action Jones can be whoever you want him to be. It's not like
he can
not
be
like
visually
Horizon or whatever, where, yeah, okay.
He starts off, you know, looking like Action Jones, but then he you know, you can morph his character.
Oh, okay, so there is everyone plays as Action Jones, but you can do what you want with him as the game goes on.
Yeah, your Action Jones will end up looking different to someone else's Action Jones,
cool.
depending
okay.
if you add different body parts and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Bit more gameplay.
Yeah, so just like I say, it's you don't get your car at first. You're kind of like part of a 2-man squad going around just doing your basic, you know, street crimes, all that kind of stuff based up.
2-man like AI partner.
Yeah, I'm an AI partner.
Okay.
And then later on when you get your car, you know, your car has the transform into mech button.
Yes.
Which completely changes the game. The environment is destructible, like, you know, crackdown
okay.
or... You know.
Is it open world? Sandbox, like a city?
Yeah, sandbox car? City, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And it's vertical? Can you fly? Cars fly? Up?
No, there's still, you know, cars are still on wheels. But not,
okay.
There's not that hover shite yet.
And do you have to do training and stuff, considering you're from 400 years ago? Like.
Yeah, there's a tutorial bit, you know, which okay. is basically cool. when you get off
the
table.
New world mechanics.
Yeah, they throw you into, like, a little training to see if you've got what it takes.
All right.
All that kind of stuff, you know, then the, yeah, basic third person cover and shoot.
Sandboxy, okay.
Yeah, grenades and death.
Okay.
grenades and death. Love it.
So it's still like, it's got a bit of an art style to it, you know? A bit of like a maybe, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. Bit of a...
We're way past 2 minutes, by the way. Callum,
bit of an anime style.
Okay. Like
bit cartoonish.
Like Akami. And what's the other game I'm thinking of? That kind of...
Yeah, it's a bit
like
stylized, but not
painted, like...
It's
not
colourful.
Oh, okay.
Stylized, but very dark and grim and...
Right. So, like, do you mean, like, Borderlands? Kind of, like, hand-drawn-y, cel-shaded sort of stuff, or...?
Not hand-drawn, but... I don't think it was... Maybe a bit Dishonored-ish.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You know, that kind of...
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I've slightly, like, that. People aren't exactly... People are slightly exaggerated a little bit, you know?
Okay.
They're not, like...
Bioshock.
Ish, yeah. There's, like, that slight... Just people aren't... It's not, like, going for the 100% realistic look, you know?
No. Okay, that's cool. Right, you've had about 20 minutes. Callum? I mean, you meant to have 2 minutes. Jim had 2.5 and then kept talking. So...
Yes.
We'll go with 2, 2.5, and we'll see how you do. But yeah, gameplay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so Yeah, so your character, you pick either male or female, and it's quite like there are cutscenes and dialogue. Mm-hmm. So your character has a code name as part of the Force.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter, male or female, everybody calls you by this call sign.
Got you, okay. Just like an ID tag or something. So
it's like, yeah, like your code name in the Force, so like everyone has one and they just talk to each other with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so open world, thinking Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little more fleshed out. There's less things to do.
Yeah.
But they last longer and hold more weight. Yeah, there's cutscenes involved.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It's not just all done like via a handler talking to you in subtitles.
No.
And then
And because you're so outnumbered, you need to make like a lot of arrests and interrogate people.
Oh, okay.
So you need to actually go out and arrest people, get them into the squad car and bring them back to the base interrogation room.
And are you like chased by the geezers as you're doing that?
And everyone's trying to fuck you up. So you've got to be like stealthy about it.
Yeah.
Get the job done. You can kill key witnesses,
right?
And it will affect your ending, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there'll be side characters that might get away, by the end because you didn't complete their story arc during the game. You can do them in any order.
Is there are the factions, are they all one controlled, or are they competing and you can like Lord of the Rings, the Shadow of War, like head them off against each other kind of thing?
So there's like the big fish at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni. And like everyone needs to go to Giovanni to get certain things,
right?
Because he's at the top of the chain. He's making the mass production. He's got all the meds and all that. He's got all the smith. That's Jim's thing. But fuck it, we have it too. but you can pit lower factions against each other.
Right. Like competing, like guys that want to be, you know, like in charge of distribution, like at a level.
Yeah. Or
you can, like.
Yeah, and like. Yeah. Put in like false intel that goes and like saying that they're trying to take down other people to rise to the top. Yeah. And they'll be like, well, fuck that. We're going to do it. And then starts warring and shit.
Cool.
How do
missions play out?
So missions play out. There's like a couple of different ones. There's like,
Cause Jim said like cover shooter with grenades and death.
Grenades and death. Yeah, so it is like pretty much a cover shooter, with the more stealthy approach.
Yeah, and you said flying cars, so flying driving.
Flying cars, flying driving.
Cool. Okay, so vertical driving as well. Okay.
Yeah, going up and down, all kinds. So there'll be like base infiltrations, there'll be car chases.
Yeah.
And setups, and then interrogations.
Sweet. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. And can I just ask, only because I'm interested, in your game, you know how in every game you have like this, you have the authority wanted meter.
Yes.
If you're playing as the authority, what happens like with the cartel? So they chase you, but there's not like a extending level of, you know.
Totally valid. So there's no wanted meter.
Okay.
Because everyone's aware of where your base is as the police.
Yeah.
But there's certain like established boundaries and stuff that like everyone respects.
Okay.
So it's just an organic thing where if you're in sight of another faction while you are like trying to arrest someone, they will get on your back.
Yeah. Because they,
and the more people who start to see shit happening will get involved.
Okay,
so you just need to be conscious of who's around at the time you're
and
trying
then driving
to do something.
On the way back, driving through certain areas. Got you. Okay, that's sweet. That was about 20 minutes. I'm sorry, both of them. Okay, so round three, let me just have a look. Which one of these two do I want to do? Absolutely, actually, because this is real rife for it. Okay, you know, I'll do that one first. Okay, so this one's quite short. Jim, you've got a minute and a half. And what I want you to tell me is that in the vein of, like, the first South Park game and Manhunt and, like, GTA and everything. I don't know if GTA ever got anything specific, but there's an element of your game or, like, a specific scene or a specific mission that got banned because it was so... Maybe not everywhere, but, you know, there's, like, that scene on the spaceship in South Park that got banned in Europe. If you played South Park, the scene in Europe, you go to like, a certain area and just a big...
It plays some jazz music.
Says, yeah, and it says, sorry, we can't show you this because, like, your country ruled it too disgusting or whatever. And so you don't get anything. And I remember Manhunt, there was a lot of controversy about, you know, the killings and everything. So I'm not saying they removed it from your game necessarily, but maybe some countries took it out. What was the scene and why did it get removed? You've got a minute and a half, but maybe just a minute. You'll see how it goes. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. There is a mission where you have to... there's a part of the game is there's a lot of, like, raids. So, you smash and grab, burst in, you know... Kill people, take the intel, kind of figure out, you know, blah, 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 way up the chain, for example. Collect evidence on this guy that you're after. So one of the missions is there's a mission on a dock with a people trafficking mission.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, you know, it's kind of part of the people that are being trafficked are women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the mission requires a lot of collateral damage.
Right.
There's a lot of people that get caught in the crossfire of this
event. Like no Russian.
Like no Russian, yeah.
Modern Warfare. Yeah.
A lot of innocent people are caught up in this and do not make it out well.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the nature of the mission, it's very hard and heavy. And
so what happens? Pre-release it gets pulled or...?
In some countries it's outright banned, in other countries, in others it's like, you know, no Russian at the start of the game.
It says you can...
Yeah, it says there's a mission here.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay, cool. I mean, not cool, obviously, but I'm just saying. well answered. Callum, same question, you've got a minute and a half. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so... there is a mission in the game where your partner is kidnapped and taken to the head base. And this triggers end game. You've got to go and shut down the final thing. Giovanni. So you raid the base and you end up in this room. And then everything locks down and these bright lights come on. And there's this screen in front of your character. And it shows your partner, which is the opposite sex of you, whichever you chose, undergoing an operation to replace her limbs with augmentations.
Oh, God, all right.
So it's like ripping out parts of her leg while she's, or he's, awake and conscious and knowing, and replacing it with the metal. And then it goes into a boss fight where you have to take her down.
Oh, fuck, all right.
So that's what the thing that got removed was.
Okay.
But in the final game, they you just get there and there's your partner.
So she like disappears as the augment. Disappears. Yeah.
And, like, as soon as you get there, so you don't see them in the
scene. It just starts with
in the operating room. They disappear. You just get there
and then
the whole thing locks down and then she drops down from the ceiling or something.
And there's a dialogue like, this is where you've been.
This is what they did to you. Are you still in there?
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, that's cool. All right. Sweet. So this one normally goes either way, but I think it's going to be right for it right now, boys. So your film gets turned into either a movie or a TV show.
Your game.
I mean, sorry. Your game gets turned into either a movie or a TV show. Your choice. And just tell me about it, who's in it, who directs it, you know, etc. You've got, I'll go for a minute and a half again. 3, 2, 1, Jim, go.
Definitely TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a Netflix binger to me. Action Johnson.
Sly Stallone, Sly Stallone, Sly Stallone.
He's played by... Oh, Christ. A lack of knowledge of people that's been out at this point.
Yeah, sorry, I've sprung it on you in this episode. You can normally prepare for it with a film.
Action Jones is played by...
But it was Johnson.
It was 2 seconds ago.
I don't
ago.
Bloody know what it is. This is the J. I've got back to the start of the episode.
Action J. Action
J. Action J. Is played by... Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, cool. Jason Statham.
Yeah.
With full-on Cockney accent for some unknown reason, even though he's in Chicago.
In Chicago, in 400 years, Chicago. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it's similar storyline to the game, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But you're going after more of a mafia boss than a politician.
Okay.
And this, you know, he doesn't end up... Yeah, fuck it. He has all the frozen stuff as well. And he wakes up and he's, you know, they put a fake leg on him, a robot leg. Because that one's got frostbite and they're going to chop it off. So they give him a fake leg and he's, you know, Jason Statham it up.
So that's the first scene, the leg chop. Nah!
Yeah, the first scene's the car chase that ends him up in the river and then he's frozen.
Does the show have flashbacks to his, like, you know, his long lost love and
everything? He has, like, occasional flashbacks of, like, oh, you know, my life. Yeah. He didn't really have much of a life. His life was the job, you know?
The job, yeah. 5 seconds.
a lot of people die, and at the end of it, so does Jason Statham.
Okay, Christ. Does your guy die at the end of your game?
No.
Does Action Johnson die at the end of the game?
No, because sequels, bro.
Oh, okay, sorry. Of course. Money, money, money. Callum, same question. Jim actually had 2 minutes, so we'll see how you do. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Damn. Right. So mine is a series.
Uh-huh.
Limited 10 episode. Uh-huh. And it's prequel.
Oh.
And it's about two scientists, and they're working on the augmentations.
Okay.
They've, you know, discovered this technology together, and there's always been a bit of like a rivalry between them. One has thoughts that it's going to help people and change lives. The other person's like, we can make so much fucking money out of this. And it's how the whole thing implodes.
Right.
And the guy who wants the money ends up screwing over the guy.
Is that Giovanni?
So that'll be Giovanni. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that then plays into the game.
Uh-huh. And who's the other geezer? Is he a character from the game, or does he die and then he's never in the game, kind of thing?
He dies in the series, yeah.
Like at the end of the... Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds sweet.
Yeah, I mean, that's that. I was thinking that the good guy would be played by Nicholas Holt.
Yeah, cool.
Just saw that.
Yeah. No, Giovanni.
My
no
boy Nicholas.
Giovanni image. Yeah, I do like Nicholas.
And then we'd need a Giovanni. Mm. And I was wanting it to be McAvoy.
You know you can do it.
I can do it. It's McAvoy.
I love McAvoy. Yeah. Smash it. All right, cool.
There you go.
Cool. All right, that sounds great. Let's stop it there. Sweet. Okay. So we're not doing DLC this week. We had a quick off-air discussion.
we
the DLC. So I'll just end with this round. We've done it before, but I'll just end with this round, which is I want to know what the first trailer for your game looks like. You've got a minute.
Oh.
Okay, Jim?
Okay.
So give me what the first trailer looks like. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. It's, again, set in the Chicago. This is like the middle of the night. It just kind of opens up on a street light and it pans down. All of a sudden an alarm goes off and these guys come running out of a shop, you know, running down. They shoot down a random pedestrian. Then a kind of cop pulls up on them. Just your average kind of Joe cop. Pulls up in a car. They dive over the hood of this car and shoot him. And then they run. And then they go down this side alleyway. And there's like as you, they're running towards the camera, and all of a sudden these light beams come on them, and they stop, and the kind of camera pans up as you hear like the transformation of the car into the robot,
right.
And then it kind of pans to behind them, looking up at this robot car cop thing, and then it just kind of goes and opens fire, and then it goes black, and it goes, and it fades into like. It goes through them, the bullets kind of shred them, and the whole screen goes black, and the bullets keep going through, and it just shreds it, and then the words Future Cop, but like Future Cop's like, the lettering's like skyscrapers.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Future Cop.
Future Cop. And then it goes, you know, then it's like a shotgun blast, boom, and it goes, summer 2020, you know what I mean, that kind of shit.
Yeah, I do, that's sweet. All right, Callum, same question, got a minute. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so mine's sort of like a quick 30-second teaser type thing. It's like
Beggar cracking then.
Dark, rainy street with the occasional neon sign. You can it starts with like someone running through the streets, heavy breathing, and then you start to hear like gunshots and screaming and stuff. The guy turns a corner into an alley. Puts his back against the wall. You see that he's a cop. Shows his like vest and stuff.
Got you.
Goes up to his face, and then you start to hear like mechanical clinks, and then the pleading of a woman, and it's a homeless woman who has like an augmented arm,
right?
And she's like lying in the street, and she starts begging him to help her. And he's like, be quiet, please, please. And she's like, I need your help. And she's, he's like, don't do this right now. And she just starts screaming and she's like, please. And then fucking augmented troop just come and just start fucking laying into her with machine guns and shit. And then he's just like silent with his back to the wall and they walk by.
Ooh.
And then it goes, Future Cop.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Fuck, that was bleak.
Yeah, it's a bleak future, bro.
It sure is. Fuck, well, alright.
Future is bleak.
Whoa. Yeah, man.
Getting deep here at the
getting
end.
Real deep. This is just a reflection on how me and Jim time, think the future is going to be.
This is the philosophy round where we just talk about the future.
It's all going to hell.
Well, alright, fuck. Okay, so we've come to the end game. Apart from pew 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 bonus round. No, we've not done that. Okay, shit, this is really hard again. You've
this is actually a difficult one.
Yeah,
last week actually,
it was difficult last week. This is actually difficult. Fuck. Fuck, and I can't just do a draw again. I got us to pick, boys. I got us to pick. Somebody else has got to moderate. Right, so let me think.
Someone's going to be pissed.
Someone's going to be pissed. This is the problem with games. When you both do a good game, it's like, yeah. You know what I mean? It becomes really hard. Right, fuck. Okay, so... okay. We have a winner. Dun, 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 dun. Callum.
Yes!
Callum. Jim, I really liked your game. I really liked your TV show. And I really, really, really liked your trailer. But I think Callum had a bit of an edge just in the gameplay and in the sort of the overall plotting from, you know, from top to bottom. But yeah, your trailer was better and your TV show sounded more... Well, actually, the two scientists was fucking sweet as well, Callum. But I love me some Jason Statham. But yeah, both real good. Both real good. I'm sure Jim's about to be really angry. But Callum, this one's for you, son. So, me and you next week, boy.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, Jim. I fucking love Jaws, man. Demolition Man. Yeah, me straight away. Man.
It's a close call. It's not a defeat. It's a, you know what I mean? It's a second place. It's a real... It's a real earned silver.
No silver medals in this game. Let's not horse shit around, shall we?
I lost.
I will accept this defeat.
Oh,
graciously.
This is a new side of Jim.
The turn.
The car must be doing him wonders.
I personally was not committed to mine at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you pulled out a sweet trailer for it.
Nah, let's just put it to an end, bro. I'm going to start self-arming over my ideas in a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Jim's... Wait a minute, Jim, what's going on?
This is never mind the future, the present is bleak.
Yeah. It's a very reflective streak, Jim. What's going on?
Just, you know, bad show, you know, didn't come in prepared.
Yeah,
didn't train hard enough.
We've all
know?
Been there, we've all been there, son. They can't all be ghost spies. They can't all be plate story twos.
Plate story two, we're classic.
For real, they can't always be like your destiny, or you know what I mean, like when they actually work really well. Right, yeah, so there you go. There you go.
Boom, there you go. Kyle, if people wanted to get in touch with us, where would they do it?
Alt Timecast on Twitter and Facebook, or thealternatetimeline@gmail.com.
They certainly would. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, all good podcast platforms. Please like us, rate us, subscribe, do all the good things. We really appreciate it. And that's it for this week. Yeah. God, I miss moderating.
Well, you're not going to do it next week. So
it's always a toss-up because I'm like, oh, yeah, I won. And then I'm like, oh, man, I got to do it again next week. Oh, man.
Will
I keep the streak going? Find out next week on the alternate timeline.
Whoop!
Set a decent thing because it's picking up all the noise.
Right, so you're gonna be scratching your balls.
gotta keep all the coughs and the whistles and
halfway
the...
through just
zit.
Boing whip.
See, even me laughing is spiking the waveform. Jesus. So good. So
no laughter tonight then, boys. Nobody say anything funny.
This is a serious episode.
Right, okay, so here we are. This is homeless podcasting.